Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:38. This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning. It's going to be a warm day in the burg with a transition day tomorrow and just winter's back for the weekend.
Especially Sunday. It should be the frozen tundra at Heinz Field. And that could be a good thing for Steelers fans, maybe not so much for the feel in the stadium, but...
Or if you're from North Florida.
Well, you may have heard there's a game, Steelers-Jaguars, and joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from Jacksonville, Florida, the co-host of Jaguars Today on 1010 XL Jacksonville, Tony Smith. Tony, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Do you know about Pittsburgh's affinity for the term Jag?
No, I did not.
Oh, you don't know these things.
I do not. Enlighten me.
Larry, what's the term we use around here?
People will say, hey, he's jagging me, and that means, you know, kidding around or poking fun of. But the word jag off apparently has made it into Webster's Dictionary, and that originated here in Pittsburgh.
And that's not a very complimentary term.
But Jaguars, so the Jags are coming to Pittsburgh, all that stuff. So anyway, you don't need to know all that, I guess.
You guys are having a little bit of fun. It's all right. The team that's coming in is 4-1 against Ben up there in Pittsburgh. I understand if you want to give them a little bit of a hard time.
Oh, that's a good point. And week 5 was a shocker because, frankly, and you got to admit, Tony, a lot of people didn't know the Jaguars were going to be this good that early.
No, we really didn't. And, you know, they had the big blowout win week 1 against Houston. Then they were kind of back and forth all season. The week before they went to Pittsburgh, guys, in week 5, they lost to the Jets the week before. And there were a lot of people saying, what is this football team? And after they found a way to beat the Steelers, especially the way they beat them on the road, the defense getting the 5 picks, that's when people around here really started to believe that maybe they got something, especially on that defensive side of the ball. And they've rode that wave of momentum through the second half of the season, got themselves into the 3 seed and wild card win last weekend.
You know, Tony, the game on week 5 certainly left a really sour taste in Ben Roethlisberger's mouth. And in fact, I'm sure you've heard down there that he said that he would prefer to play Jacksonville in this game when it was still a question. Has his desire to play Jacksonville gotten much play there?
Getting some play. This is not a locker room that misses much of the board talk, right? Like, there's not a whole lot. If you're going to give them a reason to be motivated, they use it. And they've been doing that all season long. So Ben says he wants another piece of Jacksonville. We've heard guys like Jalen Ramsey that is saying basically, well, why wouldn't he want another? If I was him, I'd want another piece of it too. Let's see how it works out for him. There's some reaction here in the middle of the week as well to the comments of some of the other players, specifically about Blake Bortles and what maybe he is coming into this football game as well. But definitely, this is a team that uses any opportunity to try to give themselves an edge. And if you're going to talk to about specific players, especially in the media or the team in general, yeah, they use it and they unabashedly use it to try to give themselves a little bit of extra motivation.
We're with co-host of Jaguars Today from Jacksonville, Tony Smith. The practical part of the Jaguar team, what's made them successful from my view, is you have the number one rushing attack in the National Football League and a very stingy defense.
Yeah, that's been the game plan all year. I would say early December, if you go back and look at the quarterback, Blake Bortles, he is one of the most talked about players in the league. He's a guy that every week, whoever, whatever the opponent is, even if he beats them, these are guys that are talking in the media afterwards about how good or bad Blake is. You know, Jadeveon Clowney made the comment that Blake Bortles is trash after the Jags beat the Texans 45-7 here in town. He called Blake Bortles trash. You go back and look at the numbers for Blake early on in the year or early on in December, had the best 3-week run in the league at the time. So I think he's probably better than the idea of what Blake Bortles is in a lot of people's heads right now, but there is no doubt what this football team wants to wants to be. Heck, last week in the wild card round against Buffalo, it was 100% clear what the game plan was for the Jags. They weren't going to put the offense in a position to even maybe risk the football against Buffalo because they just didn't believe the Bills could score. And they were right. The Bills flat out could not score against this Jaguars defense. They held them to a field goal. Two field goals would have been enough in that game. I'm not convinced that if the two teams had kept playing all week long, that Buffalo ever would have scored a touchdown against this Jaguars defense. That's who they want to be. They need to get the run game back going. It hasn't been very good for the last month, though.
Considering the game that happened in Week 5, is there any respect in Jacksonville for the Steelers?
I think everyone respects the Steelers, right? But I think there's the, you know, it's the little brother on the block who has been taking their swings at the big brother for a while, and it feels like when they swing at this big brother in particular, they land more than they miss against the Pittsburgh Steelers, especially in recent memory. They won the playoff game up there in 2007. They won the game the way they did up there on the road earlier this season. I think it's a – in Jacksonville, we have a saying. The fans have a slogan that is Duval versus all y'all. And they kind of take that mentality into every matchup that they have, but none more so than going up against Pittsburgh, who has been such a big, big boy in NFL circles for such a long time. They were in the division together when Jacksonville came into the league in the old AFC Central. So they played twice a year. When Tom Coughlin built this thing, the idea was we got to build it to beat the Steelers, and he did. And they feel like they're back on even footing with him. So there's a respect, but it's that respect between competitors of this is a moment for a franchise and a young football team to once again say, for everyone who is questioning what this team is or could potentially be, it's opportunities like playing against a team like Pittsburgh that puts you into that spotlight that you just don't get even in a playoff game playing the Buffalo Bills, who haven't been in the playoffs in 20 years, basically.
Well, y'all come up here when it's nice and cold, about 20 degrees and the wind howling. Jaguars love that kind of weather.
We'll see how they handle it. You know, I don't know exactly how the guys are going to react to it. I think, you know, football is football to a large degree, and I think they'll be fine dealing with it, but there's a lot of things about this football team. They're young. I haven't seen them play in that kind of weather on this kind of stage, so there's those questions of how they're going to react to it. My gut tells me they'll react well to it because it's a team that is built on defense, and as we all know, defense generally travels.
Well, tell them not to put their tongue on any flagpoles up in here.
I'll let them know.
Tony Smith, co-host of Jaguars Today on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Appreciate the time, Tony. Thanks.
Anytime, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.